Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Mistaan Foods Limited Q2 FY25 results conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Chandni Sunday from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Mistaan Foods Limited. From management team, we have Mr. Karmik Pillai, Management Representative, Ms. Shivangi Shah, CS and Compliance Officer, Mr. Nikhil Vora, Internal Auditor, and Mr. Darshan, who is Accounts Manager. I now hand over the call to Mr. Karmik Pillai. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. I warmly welcome you to our first conference call for Mistaan Foods Limited. It's a pleasure to connect with you today as we discuss our Q2 FY25 performance and strategic initiatives. This quarter, we are happy to report solid growth that reflects our team's unwavering commitment to quality, efficiency, and product development. Mistaan Foods has been a pioneering force in the Indian food industry for over a decade, delivering premium basmati rice known for its quality and taste. We are specialized in the processing, manufacturing, and exporting of a wide range of rice, including premium basmati and emerging varieties. We maintain the highest quality standards through advanced technology and rigorous quality control, ensuring we meet the diverse preferences of customers worldwide. Our state-of-the-art manufacturing facility in Gujarat is equipped with advanced technology that ensures precision and quality in every grain of rice. With an expanding distribution network across multiple states and growing markets in the Middle East, Mistaan Foods is now recognized as a trusted name globally. Our recent entry into the Middle East and planned expansion into the USA and Singapore reflects our commitment to becoming a global player, introducing Mistaan's value-driven products to a broader international presence. Looking forward to the future, we are highly optimistic about the opportunities in our ethanol project, which aligns with our vision of sustainable growth and value creation. The 1,000 KLPD ethanol facility under construction in Gujarat is a landmark project that will allow Mistaan Foods to contribute to India's green energy goals while diversifying our revenue streams. We anticipate this facility will be operational by mid-2026, providing a significant boost to our long-term financial performance. In terms of industry dynamics, the basmati rice market continues to experience steady growth, with increasing demand for high-quality emerging rice varieties. As consumers shift towards healthier and more organic foods, Mistaan Foods is well-positioned to capture this trend with our focus on quality and nutrition. Turning to our Q2 FY25 financial highlights, our total income for the quarter reached rupees 341.89 crores, reflecting robust demand and representing a 17.38% increase compared to the previous year. We achieved an EBITDA of rupees 108.37 crores, translating to an EBITDA margin of 31.70%, driven by our operational efficiency and effective cost management. Our net profit stood at rupees 106.57 crores, representing a 21.89% year-on-year growth, while our EPS reached rupees 0.99, underscoring our commitment to delivering sustainable value for our stakeholders. Looking ahead, we will continue to focus on enhancing profitability, expanding our market presence, and supporting eco-friendly practices that meet the rising demand for responsible food production. Through continuous innovation, operational excellence, and global expansion, we are well-positioned to create long-term value for our investors, customers, and the communities we serve. Thank you all for your continued trust and support. With that, I would like to open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rajesh, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. Sir, my question is that the half year ending April, September 24, our total sale is 724 crores. Whereas in the balance sheet, shows the trade debtors is 824 crores. So can you give some light on this? And what is the breakup of this trade receivable? That is breakup within 3 months, debtors due within 3 months, 6 months, and 1 year.
Yes, Rajesh ji, this is Darshan. I manage the account side for Mishthan Foods Limited. The debtors that you are talking about are more in the nature of the new markets that we have tried to penetrate recently. As you are aware, the company has forayed into the Middle Eastern market since the last financial year. And in order to, you know, set up our markets, in order to gain a more, you know, competitive advantage in those newer sectors, we have been a little bit aggressive. But I can assure you that all of these receivables are, you know, in safe hands, and they will be realized over the necessary period of 3 to 6 months. So there's nothing to be, you know, perturbed about these receivables.
But definitely, you see, this our turnover is 724 crores only, whereas the trade receivable stand at 824 crores. That is more than 120%.
That is totally understandable.
And please. And whereas the cash balance is only 23 lakhs. Okay. So, saying this, I think this is really very panic situation, in my opinion. And can you brief me this detail of breakup of this trade debtors that is outstanding within 3 months, 6 months, and 1 year?
Right, sir. Sir, please don't look at it in the manner that it is 120 times of the figures that you have quoted. Sir, in order to get into a new market, which was not on our cards for a long time, we had to take some aggressive measures, some drastic measures. So we initially, what we did is that we started inculcating those markets. We started understanding the demand of those markets. And then we found that the normal business phenomena, which was being followed by many peers in those areas, we also had to, you know, follow those same rules. Now, if you start operating in the Middle Eastern markets, you would find that they have a very robust legal system. So the amount of, you know, any kind of receivables going bad is very low on the side. People generally are very, you know, law-abiding. They generally keep their word. And there are the element of, you know, a particular trade transaction going bad and resulting in bad debts is very minimal. And plus the markets that we are operating, like Bahrain, Oman, Qatar, these are extremely safe countries, sir, in which most of the basmati sellers have not faced any such problems. Yes, there are certain pockets in which those things have happened, but those are the pockets that we try not to operate on. We do not offer any credit in those areas. So at this moment, I can assure you that please don't think that, you know, the company is going aggressive and, you know, we do not have a tab on the amount of receivables that we are trying to put in the market. And as far as our 3 month, 6 month, 9 month receivables table is concerned, if you can leave your email ID with me, I'd be very happy to share this information with you.
So where should I leave it, sir?
So you can just send me a mail at info@mishthan.com, I-N-F-O.
INFO?
At Mishthan.com.
At Mishthan. Thank you. Thank you, Dasanji. Dasanji, next question is regarding this. What is the credit time we are giving for conquering this new market, for achieving this new market?
It all depends upon what kind of, you know, person that we are dealing with. On an average,
this new market, you said this Oman, Qatar, etc., Middle East.
What is the credit terms we have given? We have to go for at least 180 days. Because these are markets. These are markets which are new for us. And it is a regular phenomena given by most of the companies. If you look at the legacy companies in the peer group, you would find that, you know, they are also going for 365 days of inventory of receivables.
Okay.
I would like to raise a point here, sir, that if you go through any of those latest news reports, there is not even one single report in which it has been said that, you know, money which has been sent to any of these countries has not been realized. Yes, last year, there were some antisocial elements who did some kind of hanky-panky in certain markets. But those markets have been, you know, neutralized and nobody does business with those markets. I would not like to name them, but, you know, I think that information would be available with you, sir.
Okay. And big turnover, our standalone turnover is only 81 crore for this quarter.
Yes, sir.
So, what is the expectation for the standalone increase in this turnover?
The standalone is going to remain in the same level. Thoda bahut aage piche hoga. The reason being, India has become a very competitive market as far as Banaspati is considered. So what happens is that the margins are coming down on a daily basis. On top of that, what has happened is the price of Basmati has gone up. So consumption patterns in many places in India have replaced Basmati with normal long grain rice. So if I start selling Basmati, I would not be able to, you know, make those necessary profitability initiatives. And usse dusri problem ye khadi hoti hai, sir, ki my operational costs start rising. So we found that, you know, it is always better to go for niched markets, find, you know, markets where, you know, margins are higher, find markets where demand. Let me give you a very interesting fact. If you look at, you know, the Middle Eastern market, there is a very high consumption versus wastage ratio. So if somebody buys, let's say, 1 kilo of rice, if the consumption is something like 400, 500 grams, then there is always this possibility that around 400, 500 grams of rice is wasted. Or it goes into, you know, let's say, charitable purposes. So automatically their consumption patterns are much higher than what is happening in India, in spite of the fact that they have a low population base.
Okay. Thank you. And the last question is regarding this ethanol plant. On the previous talk, you have told it this will commence between middle of 26.
Sir.
Okay. So, yes, sir. Iska kya actual clarity aur kya hai, sir? Ye kab tak apne balance sheet ko effect karega? Kab tak apne ko financially gain karega?
Ji sir. Dekhiye sir, hamari taraf se jo tayari honi chahiye ki land chahiye, wo hamare pas tayar hai. हमारे पास नेसेसरी इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर चाहिए, उसकी तैयारी हमने कर ली है. फाइनेंसेस हमें कहाँ से अरेंज करने हैं, वो सारी चीजें हमने अरेंज कर ली है. लेकिन इस प्लांट को ऑपरेशन करने के लिए वी आर हेविली डिपेंडेंट ऑन द गवर्नमेंट. इट इज लाइक लेट्स से जैसे नैनो का प्लांट था सर, वो नैनो का प्लांट बनते बनते कम से कम 5-6 साल लग गए थे. बिकॉज गवर्नमेंट तो अनाउंस करवा देती है कि भाई आप इस चीज को जल्दी ले आइए. हमने उनके साथ मेमोरेंडम ऑफ अंडरस्टैंडिंग भी साइन कर लिया है. बट गवर्नमेंट के भी कुछ चैलेंजेस है जो वो पूरा नहीं कर पाते. फिर बीच में कभी क्या होता है कि इलेक्शन का टाइम आ जाता है तो गवर्नमेंट की प्रायोरिटीज बदल जाती है. तो उस कारण से ना हम तो लगे हुए हैं. देखिए, मिष्ठान फाइनेंशियली बहुत स्ट्रांग है. हमको जितना पैसा लाना है इसको सेटअप करने के लिए, हमारा करीब 2,250 करोड़ का आउटले है. उसमें हमें करीब 100-125 करोड़ रुपए लाने हैं. तो हम वो पैसा ला के तैयार बैठे हैं. जितनी जमीन हमें चाहिए वो सारी जमीन हम बिना सरकार से अपनी जमीन लाकर हम बैठे हैं. अभी प्रॉब्लम आ रही है कुछ सेंट्रल ग्राउंड वाटर बोर्ड से, कुछ प्रॉब्लम्स आ रही है, कुछ प्रॉब्लम जो है वो लोकल एनवायरमेंटल क्लियरेंस की प्रॉब्लम आ रही है. तो वी आर ट्राइंग टू सॉल्व इट ऑन अ डेली बेसिस. सो वी होप दैट, यू नो, प्रोबेबली इन अनदर 2 फाइनेंशियल ईयर्स दिस शुड स्टार्ट कॉन्ट्रीब्यूटिंग वेरी हैंडसमली टू आवर बैलेंस शीट.
ओके. थैंक्स अ लॉट.
थैंक यू सर. The next question is from the line of Tara Kaur from VY Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, you're audible.
Yeah.
sir, just wanted to ask you that how are your arrangement with the farmers, you know, do you have quantity or quality assurance from them, and how many farmers are currently aligned with the company for the regular supply?
Yes, Ms. Tara, this is Darshan again. So I will address this question in two sides. The first side is our direct interactions with the farmers through contract farming. So for that, we have a tacit arrangement of around 15,000 farmers, mostly spread in the states of Haryana and Rajasthan, who are doing farming for us. But these are not exactly, you know, contractually laid down agreements. But we have been in touch with these farmers for more than 15-20 years. So a particular kind of crop that they grow in that particular area, particular, you know, geographical area, we generally try to, you know, give them a better price and take it so that, you know, we can process that particular rice and then, you know, sell it at higher prices on a higher grade. That is one. The second facet is, you know, we have very good relationships with, you know, agricultural mandis around most of North Indian towns. You can take Fazilka, you can take Bundi, you can take Mandsaur, you can take, you know, Doon. So the family, the Patel family, has been interacting with these kind of farmers for the last 25-30 years. So this particular, you know, cohesive arrangement has been there, and the quality is maintained by, let's say, by some kind of trust which has been built over so many years. I mean, I'm very proud to say that, you know, as far as my being associated with this company for nearly 10 years, we have never had any, you know, major product returns or any kind of, what I say, any kind of legalities where our product's quality has been questioned.
Okay, sir. And my second question is that your product portfolio includes various types of salts. So how is that market evolving around this product, and from where you are sourcing these various types of salts?
Could you please repeat your question? You just got crackled in the middle.
Okay, my question is that your product portfolio includes, you know, different types of salts. So how is that market evolving around this product, and where you are sourcing this different types of salts?
Okay. So at present, you know, Mishthan has introduced certain varieties of salt. The first is edible common salt, which is, you know, very commonly used in most households. The second is crystal salt, which has a particular amount of demand mostly in the South Indian markets. And the third is rock salt, which is primarily sourced from, you know, imported materials. So these are the three kinds of salts which has been, you know, introduced as on our product line. I'd very proudly be, you know, be able to share that, you know, just give us, let's say, 15-20 days and you would see huge corporate action that we are taking in this particular area to increase the visibility, the accessibility, the availability of the salt. And as far as our quality is concerned, you know, we have most quality certifications on board regarding salt. So I think that's a, you know, stellar product that is, that has been introduced by the company.
Okay, but how well you are prepared, because there are other key competitors also in the salt market.
Yes, your question is very pertinent here. Salt is extremely in demand in most of the areas around the country. So although we are not focused on the tier 1 cities, we are more focused on the tier 2 and the tier 3 cities, which is, you know, more of a combination of price differential and faster delivery.
Okay.
So, for example, if you are trying to buy a bag of salt for, let's say, a standard price of 20 rupees, and I am Mishthan Foods Limited, who is able to offer you that same salt at a lower product differential, there is always this possibility that you would pick up my salt. On top of that, the retailer always tries to push the particular salt which gives him higher margins. Because when you go to a shop, we never say, that give me, you know, A salt or B salt or C salt in a tier 2 or tier 3 town. The question always is, you know, could I have a bag of salt? So the retailer tries to push in whatever salt he wants to. So I think on this particular price differential, we have been able to penetrate the market very well.
Okay, sir. And sir, my last question is that how many dealers we currently have, or dealers/distributors, and any plan to expand that particular count?
Okay, so as on date, the company would have around 125,000 distributors, but those are not directly associated with Mishthan Foods Limited. We sell our product to another company who manages our entire dealership basis. This is done in order to reduce operating costs, so that we don't have to take care. We don't have to take care of, you know, day-to-day requirements of somebody asking for, let's say, 10 tons and the other person asking for 25 tons and the third person asking for 50 tons. So we give out most of our producers to the main company and they decide to, you know, send it across. And this 125,000 retailers, the plan is, okay, let me put it this way. Give me another 30 days or so, and we are coming up with a huge corporate action. So this particular retailer base is going to go up to at least 160,000.
Okay, sir. Thank you, and all the best.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thank you, ma'am. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Sandesh Chaudhary, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Why there is just merely 1% tax rate applicable on Mishthan Foods, whereas other corporates are paying 26% income tax or corporate
tax? Sir, our corporate taxation is governed by rules of United Arab Emirates. Whatever taxation is required in India, we are paying at the pertinent taxes of the country. But, you know, the tax rates are quite lower in the United Arab Emirates. So when you get into the averaging of it, it comes down to a very lower rate. But since you mentioned 1%, I'll just check on this point again and get back to you on this.
And there was a GST notice of more than 100 crores. Are there any updates from company what we are doing on it?
The matter is subjudice. And it would not be pertinent to, you know, comment on that particular thing right now. But what I can tell you is that it is a matter of interpretation. And till date, the matter has been pursued for more than two and a half years. But, you know, apart from a show cause notice, nothing has come. I mean, in order to, you know, fructify this entire demand, the department has to prove that, you know, we have indulged in any kind of wrongdoing. We have indulged in any wrongdoing. But the matter still remains that, you know, whether it's a matter of interpretation. So there's, you know, very little movement in this. Okay, on a hypothetical case, even if, let's say, a certain demand is created, which is like far-fetched, I don't think that's going to happen. Even if it's far-fetched, Mishthan has the necessary financial strength to, you know, take care of it as and when required.
And the subsidiary which was started in Singapore, what is the update on it?
The Singapore subsidiary has started operating in a minor way. We are trying to penetrate new areas because we are very new in that area. When you look at markets like Cambodia, Laos, Thailand, Singapore, etc., there are established players there. But the two reasons for Mishthan breaking into that area, one is that, you know, margins are higher on certain commodities, and number two, the taxation rates are lower compared to other parts of the world. So we would be able to give out better, you know, returns to our stakeholders. But at the same time, competition levels are very high, compliance levels are very high, and operating in those areas are easy, but it requires a lot of effort. So at present, we are, you know, what we're doing is, you know, consolidating our team, consolidating our markets, using our sales force to understand the entire dynamics of the game, so that, you know, probably by next year, we should be able to start operations in full manner.
Okay. And there was a stake sale by the promoter in the month of July. Is there any reason to worry about that?
No, not at all. Please. You know, these are, you know, day-to-day actions which are taken, and you know, I can only repose your confidence in the company by naming that the company has been invested in by Nomura Holdings, who are very, you know, praiseworthy of Mr. Patel's involvement in the business, the state-of-art machinery of the company, and the way our distribution channels are operating. On top of that, that company has also been invested in by Maybank PTE, which is one of the major investment banks in Malaysia. Apart from that, money has also flowed in from certain European funds like Citrine, etc. And we have had really successful rights issues. So a little bit of minority stake sell by the promoter in order to some raise some funds, I don't think that's a matter of worry.
That's all. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Tarun Banerjee from GLS Pharma. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. This is Tarun Banerjee from Kolkata. I'm an individual investor. So my question is, since the Gujarat government is involved in this regard, and the substantial amount they are putting into this factory, is there any profit sharing or any interest of Gujarat government regarding this ethanol plant? Because you said that you are coming with 100 crores, and the rest amount will be put by Gujarat government. So how this is possible? In general idea, why should government be involved in a small company, public or promoter limited, driven by promoter limited company?
Yes, Mr. Banerjee, your question is absolutely apt. Let me address it in two ways. The first question, the first answer is no, the Gujarat government is not involved in the particular industry in any manner. They don't have any profit sharing arrangements. They don't have any capital contribution. They don't have anything else apart from regulatory supervision, which is done across the board for all companies around the country. Now let me come to the second part. The entire financing of the ethanol plant would be done in two phases. 5% of the equity has to be brought in by the company. The remaining 95% of the equity would be brought in by public sector bank through our loan. This loan is in the part of a particular strategy that has been devised by the government of India, and they have directed most of the state-owned banks to devise some kind of a financing arrangement under which ethanol can be promoted. Now, the reason for ethanol being promoted is like ethanol has, you know, a multitude of uses. Number one, it goes into the spirits industry. Number two, it goes into petroleum industry. Number three, it goes into industrial uses. Now, in order to reduce the oil pool deficit and to lighten the oil pool budget, what the government has done is that they are mixing ethanol into motor spirit and high-speed diesel. So in motor spirit, initially the mixing was around 5%, which has gone up to 10% now. So that is the reason government is trying to promote it. But yes, to the straight answer to your question, government does not have any commercial interest in it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for the clarity. My another question is that as compared to last year performance, your margin has been expanded to 32% as compared to 19%. So keeping in that competitive edge of our company, will it be possible to continue with 32% of margin in future or in the coming quarters?
Mr. Banerjee, you know, we are operating in a very niche environment. We are not trying to compete with, you know, bigger players in the market and trying to, you know, run after the necessary profits. Our aim is to make it sustainability. Our aim is to make sure that, you know, this profit remains probably on a stagnant level, and we are able to deliver more, you know, benefits to all our stakeholders. So, you know, I can very confidently say that, you know, there is no matter of worry, and we will keep delivering these, because, you know, we have put in so much of efforts and so much of energy and so much of resources into our sales teams in the last 2 years that you can definitely see the remarkable change. And another point, you know, that I would, at the point of reputation, I will tell you, just give me 30 days and you will see a new Mishthan in your vicinity in a very short while, and that would be a matter of pride for you and you would be thinking of this day that, oh yes, this was the corporate action that the board was talking about.
Thank you, Mr. Dasan, for assuring this, because I have not seen much presence in eastern region, particularly in Calcutta, since I am there in Calcutta. Hopefully, by your words, within 30-40 days, I hope I can see some good products of Mistan.
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely. You know, the markets of Silchar, the markets of Chitpur, we have, you know, pushed our product into those markets. And if you send me a mail on info@mistan.com, I'd be very happy to share the name of the retailers of the company, sir.
Thank you for the clarity, sir. Best of luck.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Praveen, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Actually, my question is related to our trade receivables. Last year, I can see our trade receivables is around 591 crore, and this keep on increasing. Like, when we are realizing this trade receivables into cash, sir, is there any deadline or something?
Sir, generally, you know, we have a 3 to 6 months for realization of those receivables. But when it comes to foreign receivables, for example, the new markets of United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Doha, and all those places, we might even have to stretch it to 6 to 8 months depending upon how the markets are operating. But let me reassure you that the legal systems in these countries are extremely robust, and we have had no cases of bad debts.
Okay, sir. I think we'll realize all these receivables, right, in the span of 6 to 8 months?
Yes.
Yes, sir. And, thank you. And one more question is related to ethanol plant. And you signed MOU with the state of Gujarat in the year of 1819 or something, right?
It was in 2021, sir.
In 21, is it, sir?
Yes, sir.
So we'll be commencing the plant in another 2 years, is it, sir?
Sir, I have at the point of reputation, I would say that I am ready with the land. I am ready with my financial contribution. I am ready with my entire plan. But, you know, there are many challenges that I am facing. For example, the Central Groundwater Board, permission from the National Green Tribunal. And the government's priorities keep on changing from time to time. But we are very happy and we are very hopeful that they would be able to sort the issues and let us operate the plant as the earliest. But we are definitely looking at another 2 financial years time to start it.
Okay, sir. That's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Gautam from President Capital. Please go ahead, sir. Mr. Gautam?
Yeah. Hello. Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are.
Okay, sir, good afternoon, sir. Sir, I was asking that for the valuation purpose, we will be taking your consolidated profit. I hope I'm not wrong. So, constantly you're showing around 100 crores net profit in every quarter, but the company is not getting any kind of valuation regarding that. So, what is the reason for this, if you could explain?
Gautamji, you know, our objective at present is very clear. I mean, you know, we are trying to build on the financial fundamentals of the company. I mean, valuation is something which is not basically in our control. And on top of that, you know, that is not an area that we are looking out at the moment. If I'm able to deliver to my stakeholders what I have, I think automatically in time, the market would, you know, make a perception about the company and automatically start offering valuations.
Correct. Absolutely right. So, sir, but for valuation, we'll be taking your consolidated profit only. You know, that is the right way to value, right?
Sir, I leave it totally on you about this because, you know, at present, I'm not looking at that area.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Sachit Gupta from Gupta Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. You're audible.
Sir, my question is, what kind of diversification we are looking at for the company going ahead? Any regional diversification or any product diversification?
Gupta ji, good to hear you after a long time. सर डाइवर्सिफिकेशन की बात करें तो आपको तीन चीजें बता देता हूँ। आप मुझे एक महीने का टाइम दीजिए, मैं कुछ नए कॉर्पोरेट एक्शंस ला रहा हूँ जिनका मैं विच आई के नॉट डाइवर्ज टू यू एट दिस पॉइंट। बट यस प्लीज बी अश्योर दैट यू नो मिष्ठान इज गोइंग टू कम विद अ वेरी स्ट्रांग विजिबिलिटी फैक्टर इन द मार्केट, नंबर वन। नंबर टू, एज फार एज प्रोडक्ट डाइवर्सिफिकेशन इज कंसर्न, सॉल्ट की पूरी रेंज हमने इंट्रोड्यूस कर दी है, राइस की रेंज को हमने बढ़ा दिया है, इसको छोड़कर हम लोग ब्लैक सॉल्ट ला रहे हैं। वी आर ऑल्सो इन व्हाट यू कॉल इट प्रिलिमिनरी डिस्कशंस विथ अदर प्लेयर्स अराउंड द मार्केट टू डेवलप स्मॉलर यू नो प्लग एंड प्ले इंडस्ट्रियल पार्क्स। Somebody wants to come to India and set up an industrial park, we'll make everything ready for them, they can just plug and start playing there. So that is another area that we are talking about. We are also in talks about, you know, partnering with, you know, EV component manufacturers. So, but these are very way down the line. Our core business, jo hai, that is FMCG, core business ko hum bahut badhiya tarike se diversify kar rahe. Nae markets ko humne tap kiya hai, India mein agar aap dekhe, to pehle humara bolbala zarur South India mein tha, अब हम धीरे धीरे ईस्टर्न इंडिया की तरफ चले गए हैं। हमने नॉर्थ ईस्टर्न मार्केट को टैप किया है जहाँ पे हमारा नमक काफी भारी मात्रा में जा रहा है। इसको छोड़ के यूएई हमारे लिए, हमारे फाइनेंशियल नंबर्स आपको बता रहा होगा कि यूएई का मार्केट जो है हमारे लिए बहुत बढ़िया रिस्पॉन्स दे रहा है। तो ये सारे मेजर्स जो है सर हमने लिए है पिछले 1-3 साल में।
सर मेरे को एक दूसरा क्वेश्चन है कि ये जैसा आप सर बता रहे हो कि आप आगे का प्लानिंग कर रहे हो, तो ऐसा कुछ आपको नियर टर्म ऐसा फोर्सिएबल कोई ऐसा रिस्क नहीं दिखता है कि भाई ये रिस्क अगर होगा तो हमारा स्ट्रेटेजी शायद चेंज हो जाएगी या ये हमारे लिए रिस्क है बिजनेस के लिए?
सर ये कंपनी पिछले 2 जनरेशन ने चलाई है, रिस्क जो है सर हम उस वर्ड से थोड़ा सा भागते हैं। हम उस वर्ड से थोड़ा सा भागते हैं क्योंकि हमें एट द एंड ऑफ द डे हमारी जवाबदेही जो है वो आपकी तरफ है।
Right.
मैं ऐसा कोई काम नहीं करना चाहूंगा जिससे मैं कुछ अजीबोगरीब सिचुएशन क्रिएट कर दूं और फिर आप मुझे बोले कि ये आप क्यों कर रहे हैं जबकि इसके बारे में आपको जानते ही नहीं है। मेरी ताकत है FMCG प्रोडक्ट्स बेचना, मेरी ताकत है एग्रीकल्चरल प्रोडक्ट्स को पहचानना, मेरी ताकत है कि मैं 15,000 कॉन्ट्रैक्ट फार्मर्स के साथ अच्छी क्वालिटी का चावल बनाकर लाऊं। मेरी ताकत ये है कि जो इंडिया की अनाज मंडियां हैं उनके साथ मैं अच्छा इक्वेशन क्रिएट करके रखूं और वहां से बढ़िया तरह का फूड ग्रेड प्रोसीजर करके लाऊं। तो मैं अपने स्ट्रॉन्ग पॉइंट्स को ही ज्यादा यूज कर रहा हूं। बट यस, सेकेंड जनरेशन के बाद थर्ड जनरेशन आएगी, इंडिया बदल रहा है। हम हर पूरी तरह से सिर्फ एक ही चीज में हम नहीं रह सकते, इसलिए बैकवर्ड लिंकेजेस फॉरवर्ड लिंकेजेस में हम इथेनॉल प्रोडक्ट में जाने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं। तो ये सारी चीजें जो हम धीरे धीरे कर रहे हैं बट एट द नॉट एट द कॉस्ट ऑफ टेकिंग सम ह्यूमंगस अमाउंट ऑफ रिस्क। रिस्क जो है जिसको जो एपेटाइट में हमारे आएगा, जिसको हम मिटिगेट कर सके, हम उसी पे ही हाथ देंगे। आप देखिए सर, हमारे फाइनेंशियल्स जो है वो ज़िगज़ैग नहीं जा रहे हैं, हम उसको कंसोलिडेट कर रहे हैं, हम उसको जो है फंडामेंटली स्ट्रांग कर रहे हैं ताकि हम आपको जो है ना जब जवाब दें तो आपको कॉन्फिडेंटली बता सके कि हाँ ये चीज हम कर रहे हैं।
ओके सर, थैंक यू।
थैंक यू सर। द लास्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ रिकंजित सिंह, एंड रिटेल इन्वेस्टर, प्लीज गो अहेड।
हेलो।
यस सर।
हाँ जी सर, जो आपका टैक्स रेट जो है मैं उसके बारे में पूछना चाहता हूँ। कोई एनी PLI स्कीम जिसका बेनिफिट मिल रहा हो और जिसके कारण जो आपका टैक्स रेट है वो 1%, 2% पिछले 1 साल से चल रहा है, या फिर ये बेनिफिट कितना टाइम तक मिलेगा? मतलब पहले टैक्स पे होता था ज्यादा, अब कम है, इसके बारे में पूछ रहे हैं
सर। इस तरह का तो कोई भी स्कीम हमारे पास नहीं है, लेकिन टैक्सेशन को कम करने के लिए हमने जो तरीके लिए हैं सर, पहली चीज तो ये है कि हमने अपने नॉर्मल मार्केट्स को शिफ्ट किया है क्या कुछ ऐसी कंट्रीज में जहाँ टैक्स रेट कम है। इसके कारण ये नहीं है कि हम टैक्स बचाना चाह रहे हैं, इसका कारण ये है कि मार्जिन हमको वहां ज्यादा मिल रही है। इसका कारण ये है कि इंडिया से एक बहुत बड़ी मात्रा में पॉपुलेशन जो है वो लाइवलीहुड के लिए इन सब एरियाज में जा चुका है। अगर आप देखें इंडिया से पिछले साल करीब 4.5 लाख लोग तो US चले गए, जो एक्सोडस टूवर्ड्स मिडल ईस्टर्न कंट्रीज है उसका भी हमने बहुत बढ़िया उदाहरण देखा। क्योंकि अगर आप देखें तो सर्विस इंडस्ट्री पूरी तरह से इंडियंस की है जो वहां पे कॉन्सेंट्रेट हो गई है, अब वो लोग वहां जाएंगे तो हमारे एफएमसीजी प्रोडक्ट्स की ऑटोमेटिकली डिमांड बढ़ जाती है। अब डिमांड बढ़ जाती है तो जब हमने देखा कि वो मार्केट हमारे लिए ल्यूक्रेटिव है, क्योंकि अगर आपको एग्जांपल दूं तो 1 रुपए में जितना चावल इंडिया में मिलता है, अगर आप 1 दिरहम में उतना चावल खरीदने जाएंगे तो आपको कंपेरेटिवली कम चावल मिलेगा, जबकि कंपेरिजन में दिरहम इज अ मोर एक्सपेंसिव करेंसी। सो वॉट हैपन्स इज दैट वी डिसाइडेड टू वेंचर इन टू दोज मार्केट्स बिकॉज वी वॉन्टेड टू रीप द बेनिफिट्स, नंबर वन। नंबर टू, व्हेन वी वेंट देयर वी फाउंड दैट कॉर्पोरेट टैक्सेशन रेट्स वर लोअर। सो इसका प्लीज डू नॉट लुक इट इन दिस वे दैट वी आर ट्राइंग टू सेव टैक्सेस और वी आर ट्राइंग टू नॉट पे टैक्सेस। द एम इज टू गेट इन टू मार्केट जहां पर हम ज्यादा मार्जिन कमा सकें और हम अपने स्टेक होल्डर्स को बेहतर वैल्यू दे सके।
ओके ओके सर, ओके, थैंक यू सर सो मच। ओके जी,
थैंक यू सर। आई नाउ हैंड द कॉन्फ्रेंस ओवर टू मिस चांदनी संडे फ्रॉम किरिन एडवाइजर्स फॉर क्लोजिंग कमेंट्स। थैंक यू एंड ओवर टू यू मैम।
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Mishtan Foods Limited. If you have any queries, you can write to us at research@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you for joining the conference.
On behalf of Kirin Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.